The bar made more of a clank than usual when you lowered it down. But then again, there was more weight on it than usual. You'd been pressing more than 1.5 times your weight for a while now, but today you really piled it on to see just how far you could go. While your chest wasn't particularly happy about it, you sure were. Between the rush of blood, the endorphins, and the sheer macho pride of benching more than ever, you were smiling, and your cock was feeling more restless than usual inside your ball shorts. You stood up, briefly wiped down the bench, and dropped the towel on your shoulder before heading for the locker room. Sure, you were beefier than the green kale smoothie bitch 2 benches over, who spent more time counting his ab ripples than actually lifting, but you had more raw power than his beta mind could comprehend. You could take his girl from him with one pull, and that lean, useless shell muscle wouldn't be enough to get her back, no matter how defined his abs were. Something stirred in your shorts as you walked. Maybe it was the smooth fabric gliding against the head of your semi-limp dick. Maybe it was the blood still pumping forcefully in your veins. Or maybe it was knowing that few guys in here could take you in a one-on-one match. Of course, it was after midnight, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and there weren't that many people left in the gym, or on campus. Actually, other than the smoothie bitch, you hadn't really seen anyone in the hour or so you were here. But your mind knew what you meant, and that definitely didn't help that stirring sensation downstairs, that kind of itch that you couldn't actually scratch, but that constantly stayed in the front of your mind. That throbbing sensation that wanted to find a warm place to unload all of your pent-up frustrations. As you walked back into the locker room, you decided you were probably going to have to rub one out in the shower. No way you could walk back to your dorm like this, at least not without a constant throbbing erection for everyone to see and probably a wet spot from pre-cum. You pulled your bag down, closed your locker just in time to see a tall, lithe guy in a wet, red Speedo come through the entrance. He was half-toweling his blonde hair as he caught your eye, and he nervously gave you a wide berth as he passed to his locker several rows down. Guys like him usually did. You thought he was out of sight with several banks of lockers between the two of you, but he forgot about the mirrored wall above the row of sinks. You watched as the Speedo hit the floor and he stepped out of it, leaning over to pick it up and exposing a surprisingly tight and sculpted bubble butt to the mirror. You shook your head for a second and grabbed your towel before dropping your own shorts and shoving your stuff back into the locker. You could probably bench 2 of him and not break a sweat. There was no sign of anyone else as you sauntered to the shower area, naked with just a towel over your shoulder. As you headed in, you were met with a barricade and a sign, tile regrouting in progress over the holiday. Only the last 6 stalls at the end were open. You could head to the very back, not particularly worried about privacy. Most guys just headed home to shower these days. You could still jerk a load in peace. You spent a minute under the hot water, soaking your hair and rinsing off the sweat before you started soaping up. You slowed the water down to a drizzle down your back and closed your eyes, thinking of a hot mouth wrapped around your thick shaft as you started to play with your balls and stroke your dick occasionally. It didn't take but a couple of seconds to go from half-limp to raging hard, and you gripped it tightly at the base, smiling as you felt it get rock solid, throbbing on its own, ready for some hardcore thrusting action. You didn't do all those squats for nothing, after all. You opened your eyes to find the body wash. You needed more lube to satiate this monster, and you saw him, down a stall and across from you. Speedo Dude had been watching, and his own cock was getting pretty chubby from what you could see. "What are you looking at?" you barked at him, annoyed your shower session had been interrupted by the skinny twink. He didn't answer, but turned his head quickly and started rinsing off furiously. Water ran invitingly down his arched back and tight ass. The odds of you being interrupted once in the shower were small enough. The odds of it happening again tonight were pretty fucking slim. He walked over to him. You could see his muscles tense as he heard you approach, but he wasn't about to turn around. He was sticking his head in the sand and hoping you went away. You thought about yelling at him. You even thought about punching him. But your aching cock wanted to get off more. And guys like him could usually be persuaded when there wasn't an obliging lady around. His ass was just too enticing and you moved in quickly. Your left arm snaked up under his shoulder and your hand grabbed his neck as you pressed up your body against his. I said, "What were you looking at?" you growled in his ear. You could feel his body, tense and frozen in place, trembling under you. You weren't sure if it was fear or anticipation. Either way, though, his flesh was hot and it felt good up against your skin. I didn't mean to, he stammered out, squirming just a little. He tried to turn around to look at you, but your other hand pushed the back of his head down. Is there something wrong with a guy just wanting to get off in peace and quiet? You could still smell the chlorine in his hair. No, I didn't think. You're damn right you didn't think, you whispered back in his ear. Your fat cock was throbbing up against his ass cheeks, and the warmth of his skin was making you tingle. You leaned in a bit, nuzzled his wet hair with your nose before biting the back of his ear softly. Wait, no, the other guy squirmed a bit, as if to protest, but you could feel him arch his ass against your cock and press into you with just the faintest hint of a grind. You didn't think, so I'm thinking for you. You squeezed his neck slightly to make sure he remembered you were in charge. And I think I'm still getting off in the shower tonight. You rubbed your cock slowly up and down the valley between his two ass cheeks, the soapy water letting it glide against his hot skin smoothly. Soon your shaft was pulsating on its own, and you pulled your right hand off of his head, resting your palm against his back. Speedo Dude said nothing, but he didn't try to raise his head back up either, though you could hear him breathing a little deeper. You pressed your cock down harder and grinded slowly against his firm butt, letting him feel the full weight of your muscle mass, reminding him who was boss. Without saying a word, you moved your right hand down towards his side and caressed down to his hip, where you rested it for a moment. Speedo Dude still had not spoken again, but he was definitely pressing against you rhythmically with your own cock thrusts. You moved your hand around to his front and down the line of his V until you found his shaft. It was solid and hard and trembled at your touch. He wasn't as hung as you, but you were now certain he was enjoying this as much as you were. You pulled your hand back to his hip and straightened yourself upright, pulling away from his ass momentarily. Speedo Dude seemed confused by a sudden halt to your grinding and started to look around at you but stopped. You put your right foot inside of his and kicked his leg out, and then did the same with your left. Wait a sec, Speedo Dude started to complain as he realized what you were thinking. Your left hand tightened against his neck again and tilted his head back up towards you. You leaned in close to his ear. No, waiting is what you should have done before eyeing me in the shower, you whispered, teasing his earlobe with your tongue. Come on, man, I'm not that type of guy, he protested. You ignored him as you spread his cheek apart. Pass me some body wash, you ordered, stroking your own cock to get it even harder. Speedo Dude squirmed a little more, but stopped after a second. He wasn't going to break your grip, and he knew it. Dude, I can do this dry if you don't want any type of lewd. You made your point. Dude, I can do this dry if you don't want any type of lube. You made your annoyance plain. Speedo Dude passed the body wash around to you, and you worked up a nice lather on your thick cock, adding some extra to your fat head. Putting your hand back on Speedo Dude's back, you pressed him forward and brought his butt out. Then you gripped your shaft firmly and started pressing it against his hole. You moved in slowly, giving him time to adjust. His sphincter was tight, but once your head finally broke through, the rest of his ass sucked you in like a Hoover. You chuckled. I thought you said you weren't that type of guy. Speedo Dude kept his mouth shut, but he did back his ass down against your groin. Fucking a man's ass was nothing like fucking a girl's cunt. Cunts were warm, they were wet, and they usually had a fair amount of wiggle room. A man's ass was moist, but not wet, and it was tight. The walls clamped down on a cock shaft like a spandex glove. This extra skin contact made it much hotter than any pussy, and the added friction, well, the friction was the best part. And no vagina lips could ever match the tight grip of a sphincter around a shaft. It was like being squeezed every time you went in and out. You buried your cock to the hilt inside his hot hole and let it rest for a few seconds before slowly drawing it back out until just the tip was still inside. Then you glided back in a little faster and then pulled back, repeating this until his ass was relaxed enough for proper fucking. Speedo dude gasped a bit at first, but when his gasps turned to soft moans, you knew it was time. You lowered your left hand from his neck and started gently stroking his thin but tight pecs as your ass began a smooth and rhythmic pumping action to drive your throbbing cock deep into his hole. Speedo dude moaned quietly at first, but as your gentle pumping turned to a hardcore pounding, he grew louder, and his moans became interspersed with a multitude of yeses and oh yeahs. Speedo dude placed his hands against the wall to better brace himself and to take the full brunt of your thrusting. You slowed down for a few minutes and brought both of your hands to his hips, letting Speedo dude grind his own ass down on your thick, veiny shaft at his pace. After letting him think he was in control for a couple of minutes, your hands pulled his ass in tightly towards you as you buried yourself balls deep in his twinkish butt. Speedo dude let out an intense gasp, and you knew you'd found the spot. You pulled out slowly and rammed him hard again to be sure. Speedo dude obliged with another gasp and a fuck me under his breath. You pumped him slowly, hitting his prostate in the same place each time. Sometimes you let your cockhead linger up against it, pressing into it gently. Other times you pounded it like it owed you rent. Speedo dude didn't care, and Speedo dude didn't complain. It took just a couple of minutes before you heard him draw in a deep breath. His muscles started to tense, and he drove his ass deep down on your cock. You reached around and stroked his own pulsing cock just as he started to shoot off rope after rope of steaming hot cum, coating your hand as his body and ass convulsed tightly around your own fat shaft. Speedo dude came, and he came loudly. For the first time, you were actually worried someone might pop in and interrupt the two of you, but the thought left your mind as you felt him enjoy the first prostate orgasm you had ever seen. You continued to stroke him gently after his last load hit the floor, squeezing out the last drops of cum from his dick. Speedo dude caught his breath as you pulled your hand back and pressed his body back down, wiping his pearly cum from your hand between his shoulder blades. It was your turn now, and you weren't going easy on him. You used both of your hands to spread his ass cheeks apart and watched as you buried your cock deep up inside him. Then you grabbed his hips and pulled him tightly close, and you started pumping fiercely. His tight ass gripped your fat shaft with an intense heat, and you felt every stroke rubbing against your skin. Speedo dude did his part and began grinding against you again, talking dirty and telling you how much he wanted to feel all of you up inside of him, how you made him come like he hadn't come since his very first orgasm. You thrust harder, penetrating his ass deeper than before with powerful legs as he taunted you to get even deeper than that. You could feel him squeezing his sphincter muscle down on your cock to tease you further. He was telling you how your fat cock filled him up like no one had before when your own breath quickened and you gasped involuntarily. Your ass plunged your dick deeper than ever inside of his tight, slick butt as you shot your first load. You gripped his hips tightly, squeezing the skin as you pulled him up against you, another load of hot jizz from the head of your cock deep inside of him, then another. You tried to keep thrusting, but your body just wanted to convulse as waves of pleasure rushed from your cock throughout your body. You gripped him around the waist and laid against his back as the last load finally spurted out. You lay there for a minute, listening to the sound of his breathing and the sound of the water trickling down the drain. You could feel your cock starting to soften up inside of him. You straightened yourself and then pressed both of his ass cheeks together tightly as you started to draw your shaft out from his thoroughly reamed hole. "Keep that closed," you growled as the purple head of your dick finally came out. "Don't let any of it drip out. That ass is mine, and I've marked it."